Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
And welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 113. Today is Saturday, April 14, 2018. It's lots of teens. I'm your host, Lita. Anyway, and joining me over there is my salty co-host.
I'm not salty at all.
How's the Leafs going, nope. Stone?
The Leafs are down 1-0 to Boston, and because we're now recording the show, I have to not say any bad words. So okay. we absolutely got smoked last game, so we need to pick it back up.
Okay.
It's game two. Best of seven.
It's game time, but we've got our game time, so we're doing our game time.
That's right.
Which is good. So Stone might be a little bit you've got down grumpy old man, which is usual.
Yes, I'm distracted.
just a tad. That's all good. But you know what? Who's not grumpy? Who's with us this week? And that is Rogue Slayer.
Yay!
Hey, Rogue Slayer.
Hey.
How are you? How are you doing?
Pretty good. Hanging out. Yeah.
I know. And you said you're drinking hot water and lemon?
Hot water and lemon. It's good for my sinuses and my throat and stuff, so I don't, have hacking fits or something.
All right. Cheers. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Wait, you're sick? If I knew you were sick, I don't know if we would have.
I'm not sick. Okay. I just take.
You were to get some.
I don't want to get sick. Jeez.
I have allergies, so I have to have a year-long maintenance program.
Oh my goodness!
Nice.
I'm so sorry.
That's very good. You're well prepared, yep. Rogue Slayer.
Keep things at bay.
Yes, definitely. All right. Well, you are a regular. What would we call it? Regular returning guest that we love to catch up with. So, let's have a chat. So everyone should know Rogue Slayer by now. If not, that's Rogue Slayer.
Who?
Hi!
New phone. Yeah. Who dis?
There.
Huh?
I don't know. I was trying to point towards where she is on the screen, and I went the wrong way. Anyway, there's Rogue Slayer. Okay. So Rogue Slayer, first off, we spoke to you, when was it? Had the patch just hit? And we hadn't.
I think it hit like just hit.
Yep.
Like a day or two.
Yep.
Yes. So we haven't really discussed how that has been. So I want to know, because obviously it's been a couple of months. How has leveling been for you since 7.3.5 dropped?
So I think I killed off 18 tombs last year.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you killed off 18 tombs.
I've killed off 25 since the patch dropped.
Excellent.
Wow.
We're going to be in competition, Rogue Slayer. This is awesome. All right. Okay.
One of them was a pacifist, and the rest were irons. My bloodthirsties are all cool.
Yeah.
But the good news is I've only killed off one in April. So I'm definitely settling into things. The one that I killed off was one of my pacifists, my Tauren Druid. She was at level 48, and I was like, she's been doing the dailies. She does fishing. She's my only pacifist that does fishing. She was Pax rules. She plays by the rules exactly. So I've been having to do cookings and doing the Dark Moon Fair and holidays, and they come up, but she hasn't really been out doing stuff in the world too much. I thought, That's it. I'm getting out there. So I was going out there and roaming exploration. Woohoo! And I was taking quests that didn't require her to kill anybody, I even passed up some of those quests from Crossroads. But I took her over to Nalzo Potts, and I was like, oh, Sludge Fen, the footprints. I can go inspect the footprints, and I'll do that. And she'd gone from like up three levels by this point in just a couple of days doing these things. And so I got over to the Sludge Fen, and I went in there, and I just got carried away, and I inspected the footprint, and one of the little goblins came at me. And he grabbed his, I tried to, you know, I'm in trauma form, so I went running away, and one of his friends came to get me, and then one of his friends came to get me, and they slowed me down, and I died. At which point, I said, that's it! F the questing! I'm not doing this anymore! I'm going back to the cooking trainer, and I'll do my dailies, and that's it! Gosh darn it! But yes. I've come out of my funk a little bit now. So now I've actually settled in pretty well to the patch. I've gotten acclimated. I've gotten my routine down. I understand the zones. And basically with my irons, the approach is I just do all the starting zones. Okay. I just go do all the starting zones. And then I go up to the next level zone and I do all of those. And I got to tell you, one of my Iron Tunes, she's like level 40, and she's only in the level past the starting zone. She's still in those zones. It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, yeah, but those keep me in my comfort zone because I've killed off so many. I've done all these zones a lot, so I'm comfortable here. So it's good. And my Bloodthirsties are alternating the comfy zones for the rares, which for me, it's Lachmanan and Silver Pine Forest. And then I take them out to the highest zone they can go to get some good gear. You know, so I alternate. I go out there, get some that, and I come back. I do my rare rotations, and I go off. Now, my pacifist, I have one doing the dailies right now, but I have my Night Elf Druid. She's out there. She took Pack's rules to heart. She's being more picky with her quests, but she is doing some quests. And she's right now, she's in the Swamp of Sorrows, and she's gathering herbs because there's lots of herbs and ore there. And she's had a couple run-ins, but, you know, she's a druid, so she can go into her, and she's a night elf, so she can go into Shadowmeld if she needs to, and then go into the Prowl, and it's all good. She's had red a few times, but doing good, doing well. So that's, I think I had a rocky first few months with 735, and now things are kind of getting into a groove, which is pretty cool.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'm glad things have, you know, settled. So, because the end of the year is going to be really interesting.
Yes, they're settled on the body of their 25 predecessors.
Yeah.
Dump them in those corpses. Move it along.
As you said, you have been concentrating on doing all of those challenges. So you're still, you know, with your focus, you're still on your irons, your passies, and your bloodthirsties. I thought you had a tin. Did you have a tin as well?
I do have a tin. I haven't been playing her much lately. Okay. I've been working on these lower levels, you know.
Yep. So that's still your focus is to work across those three challenge types.
Yep. And I'm trying to really spread my way across. I did have a major tune purge of my regular alts. I purged out lots of my alts. I'm like, this is just too much. I had like 48 tunes that weren't challenge tunes. Was just, you know, Dark Moon Fair came along, and I'm like, hey, I'd like to do Dark Moon Fair on some of these guys. It's too much. Yeah. So I got rid of a whole slew of them. And then I actually, I rolled back my challenge tunes by attrition. So I had many of each type, and as they died, I didn't replace them. So I'm down. My goal is to be down. I'm not going to say my goal. Right now I have a Horde and an Alliance Iron and a Horde Alliance Pacifist. I have two Alliance Bloodthirsties and a Horde. Hopefully I won't narrow those down because the two will stay alive. Should one have an incident, I won't be replacing her. So that'll keep me down to just a nice rotation I can go through. But I did have an incident where I had Ironicide was level 27, And she finished up in Westfall and then decided to run over to or ride over to Raven Hill to get the flight point there. And I saw that there was a something inside the little faux inn there, the inn that's an inn that's but not really an inn, you know? And I was like, hey, what's that? So I went in to see. I thought, hey, maybe it's a rare. And I went in. I just got in the line of sight for this door. And there was this veiled fanatic who was like sculling crossbones and looked at me and I was dead.
Wow.
This is boom. But, you know, after that, I decided that I'm done for now with playing all my different classes. I always had, like, I had everything. I had everything going. I'm going to focus on paladins now. I'm doing paladins. I have a couple of hunters that are already there, my bloodthirsties. So we'll keep those there. So right now it's bloodthirsty and paladins. My pacifists are a rogue and a druid. So I guess if I have a focus right now, it's paladins for things that are coming up new. So right now what I've got is I've got a 30 blood elf and a 40 human paladin. I've got, so those for irons. For bloodthirsty, I've got a 34 human paladin, a 40 human hunter, a 43 undead hunter. For my passies, I've got a 51 blood elf rogue and a 56 night elf druid. So that's where I am. So they're in kind of a, you know, that 30 to 50 range. And yeah, hopefully being more focused will help me get there.
Okay. I was going to say that's probably the least amount of challenge tunes I've ever seen you have.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've narrowed it down way down.
That's cool. I look forward to see how that goes. So that's really exciting. All right. So what is on your challenge tune bucket list before the next expansion hits, which we know is going to hit on the 14th of August? So we have got months away. Months.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I am hoping to get someone. I think the irons are the farthest, but right now my pacifists are the highest. But I'm hoping to get someone to 80 in this new landscape. My highest so far this year has been a 68, but she had already gotten to Outland before the patch dropped. So she didn't get there in this patch. And she's dead. My next highest iron was a 50 Pandaren warrior, but she was also started before the patch. So then my current pacifists are in their 50s. So that's my goal. Get somebody to 80.
Okay.
We'll see.
Good luck.
Thank you.
We're all cheering. So there we go. All right. So what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge soon?
Patience, grasshopper. That's my advice. I actually, with all my many, many deaths I've been having, but not this month, I've been making a little note next to each one of what it was that happened. And so many of my unfortunate incidents are because I'm not paying attention. I'm rushing because I see a rare and there's somebody else coming up and I want to get it, you know? You know, I want to go get this thing and I didn't really pay attention to, oh, my Avengers shield is going to hit that guy and that guy and that guy. I've died to that too. You know, just all of a sudden I'm dealing with three or four and I was only planning for the one, you know? Yeah. So I keep reminding myself, fools rush in and it might be the last thing they do.
Oh, yep.
Yes.
Yep.
That is so true. Patience. Patience, I think, would have to be out, like, obviously, the deaths that are caused by us, what degree would you reckon, Stone, would have to be, as opposed to a DC, the internet, Blizzard, you know, world server goes down, like, when we die, have to be massively us.
I have never died due to something that was beyond my control. It's always been my fault.
Yeah. I've had one death where it's been DC'd, I think, one. But every other death is my own stupidity. Exactly. Yep. So patience, really good, really good advice there. Could you have like told me that 3 days ago? Like, just can you just send me a message every day, Lita? Patience. Yeah. All right. So, how was your week this week? What?
So did my you get week, up
to? Obviously, a lot.
Yeah, I wrapped up Noble Garden. You know, I actually did a couple really stupid things in Noble Garden. I got there and it wasn't quite the change of the day yet, so I went out like, hey, I'll gather all my eggs up. And then I'll open them once the day changes and I'll get my quest and I'll open them all up. And so I went and I gathered all their, you know, went around the all of them. And then on not one, not two, but three of them, I went there, went in, opened all my eggs and went to turn it in only to find that, you know, hey, you didn't get the quest. So then I had to go gather 20 more eggs for each of them, you know?
Yep.
Yep. So I did that, but I made some nice leveling. I did on my irons. I took one from 36 to 40, one from 28 to 30. My, one of my bloodthirsties, Gore Crazed, she's my undead hunter. I took her from 40 to 43. Nice. And, in my pacifist, you know, I, once I took her out of the world of just hanging around in Thunderbluff, I took her out. And she went from 54 to 56 this week.
Wow.
Yeah. So I had some good progress, I think, this week. And my sort of Zen, take it as it comes. Doesn't matter if I get this one now. It'll be there again tomorrow. Whatever.
Yes. You patience. Know.
It's working out for me. A little meditation, a little yoga.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
I must admit. When you said about the rares, when you see a rares up and you're like, I've got to get the rare first, and then you go straight for the rare because you know people are around, because you're like, well, I want the whole XP. I don't want to share the XP.
Yeah, no sharesies.
No sharesies, exactly.
Yeah, and I find that warrior isn't going to work, I think, for me with this frame of mind, because you get into that, you want to do that charge. You know, and get there before your buff wears off. And it's just like, you're just like, kill, next, go, kill, next. Yeah. And I've run into the fire more than once.
Yeah. It's, you've got to find, for the warrior in particular, especially in prot, I have to have the right spot to be able to constantly just grind because of victory rush. And when you got the right spot, you're okay. But sometimes finding that right spot is the biggest, takes the longest time. But anyway, sounds like you've had a good week, Rogue Slayer. So
it's been a good week. Yes,
it has. Well done. Okay. Let's see. Stone. How have you been? How you doing, Stone?
How's your week, Stone? Yeah,
my challengers.
How's the game?
My challengers. I only played them really once this week, and that was just to wrap up the event. And I almost did what you just did, Rogue Slayer, where I didn't gather 20 eggs before I realized, oh, I didn't have the quest. I gathered like 3 or 4, and when I popped them, I'm like, why didn't I get quest credit? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And I realized,
I wasn't paying attention. I'm just like, open.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't do all 20 and open them all up and be like, oh no. But yeah, I opened three up like times. 3 or 4 and on just the one character, thank goodness, because otherwise I would have flipped a table and I would have been done. But besides that, I didn't really get to play challengers a whole lot. I've been busy this week, for contest coding and image prep and all that kind of deal, and D&D preparation, making a stronghold of dwarves, and getting ready to kill my group, because they think that they're all that and a slice of bread, and it's time to take the gloves off, because they're noobs too, and they're all acting all like, okay. Because none of them watch the show, we're going to be throwing a roper at them, and we're also going to be throwing a black dragon wormling. So it's not tough, but it's setting the stage for something in the future. Oh, and actually, one of the people that are in my group just walked by and heard everything I said. great. My wife is in my group.
In the dungeon, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I also did raiding and BlizzCon. BlizzCon planning and preparation and trying to keep Lita up to all hours of the night. That's been my week, to be honest. Because, you know. So I did actually spend some time earlier this morning that I would have probably used for my teams. Because usually in the mornings on the weekend we run our teams, at least that's how it's been going. But this week I was on Azeroth Coast to Coast to talk about the contest that we're gonna talk about in about 9 minutes ish. So they promised that they would not release their episode, which will be number 62, until tomorrow, so we don't spoil the contest.
Cool. Thanks,
and you can find that at azerothcoasttocoast.com, and I'll have some more info about them in the contest because they helped to give us a few extra prizes, so that was pretty cool of them.
Nice!
Yeah.
Huge. That's awesome.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, better.
So, Lita, while you weren't busy being kept up till 1 a.m. and thinking about, oh, hey, you know what we didn't put down? I need to go clothes shopping while I'm there. Who goes clothes shopping at BlizzCon?
Well, we're making it, you know, it's a bit like Christmas. We're making a plan. We're checking it twice. Now, I can't help it. If I'm just about ready to doze off to sleep and I'm like, I've got a free day, I'll go clothes shopping. I can go and have a look at shops. So I had to message him because I knew when I woke up, I would completely not remember what I thought about. So, yeah. So, you know.
So you had to make sure he was pulled into your insanity.
That's right. That's
excellent.
Right.
Because horrible.
We're gonna have a free day. And the free day is like, well, I could go check out, you know, some clothes and stuff. Just for, I could, maybe, I don't know. Or I'll just go coffee hop every cafe.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Or both. That's, you know, so anything's possible. But anyway, that was, yeah.
Have fun paying for all your rides, because I ain't going. I'm not paying for that. No way.
No, I just go and walking distance. It's okay. There'll be something. We'll figure it out. Anyway. But yeah, so it's been busy, which is good. But I've managed to, I did do a little bit of playing this week. Playing. Yeah. My Night Elf Hunter. So Rogue Slayer, I've started calling mine Iron Leta. So I had Iron Leta 6. So VI.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. So she's my Night Elf Hunter. She's over there. I decided I'm going to keep that with my hunters. Anyway, I'm just going to number them. Like what Varishna used to do. I had a stream about him the other night. And I was like, you know what? Instead of reusing names, I'm just going to go on this. I just had this connection that I found really strong with him and just was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. So, so I took her from 21 to 29. I felt I was going really, really well until I got to, I think it's Yorda or Yolda in Wetlands.
Oh, is she the one over by the like the one of the last quests you do in that area? Yeah, she got me too.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I remember someone saying to me the other week about not to do that quest. But you know, you're in the zone. You're like, yep, go over here, pull this one. Yep, okay, pull her. And just as I pulled her, I was like, that name seems familiar because, of course, I read the quest, but I was like, yeah, you know, I didn't pay attention. When I'm actually got her targeted and I'm trying to kill her, something popped into my head, was like, someone said not to do this quest. She's bad. And by the time I actually thought of that and I'm taking her down, but she's really, really cranky. And I'm taking damage and I'm like dead. So I was like, that's right. Someone did say, let's not do this quest. So there's my dying and learning experience to pay more attention to what I'm doing and who, what quest I'm going to. So yeah, definitely. She had way more. And I mean, I've not worried too much about how much health, you know, your target's got, because 9 times out of 10, you're okay on the hunter. But it was, I did look. And it was only when I was like, oh, that's that. This is going to be bad. Yeah, I'm dead. So, yeah. So I lost her at 29. And it was at that point that a little part of me, when I'm looking at my screen, I'm looking at my dead tune, that I'm just going, no.
No.
That's it. Flip table. I'm done. But there was this little tiny bit of me that's like, I'm not doing another iron. That's it. I'm just going to focus on my bloodthirsty.
Flip table.
And, you know, for about 10 minutes, I took her back. I rezzed her up. I took her back. I stripped her down. I got rid of my greens to my bank tune, and I logged out, and there was that part of me that's like, really, really, you're going to let this defeat you? Like, there's two of them says like, no, we're done. I've had enough. And this one's over here like, really, really? Are you done? Really?
You can do it.
So roll another one we go. So I rolled Iron Leiter 7. So Iron Leiter VII.
VII.
She hit 16 last night. So nice. We are very, very close. And I'm going to do what you've said, is to do the starting areas now, yep. Not go straight into, yeah. So I'm going to try that this time and make myself a new path. So we'll see how it goes. But I did play some Bloodthirsties. I don't manage to kill the Bloodthirsties, which is good, but iron's definitely killing. So I played my Void Elf Warlock, hit 26. She's got 566 kills. My Night Elf Hunter hit 34. She's got 1,849 kills. And finally, my Human Warrior hit 67 yesterday. Wow. Finally got a level done on her. Oh, that felt so long, such a long time. 9,499 kills.
Wow.
So far on her. Yeah. Oof. But yeah, that was a good feeling. So, yay! I'm excited. We'll see how this week goes.
We have 1 minute exactly.
Yes. I'm until done. That's
site,
my week.
Until the site will
see,
be
See, I timed it.
So, nice. Rogue Slayer, could you read Azzy's pun for us?
I can. Azzy's pun is 37 consonants, 25 vowels, a question mark, and a comma went to court. They will be sentenced next Friday.
No.
Azzy,
that was okay. That one was better than last week.
It.
That's for sure.
I haven't heard that one in years. Azzy, double thumbs up. That one's good.
I have never heard that one. So that's kind of where I'm really? Trying to base it on, okay. too. Yeah. Nice. So if it's something I've never heard before, then it'll get more of a thumbs up versus the one last week was just like, nope. Okay.
That was good.
So I'm just going to go look at stuff here. And do do.
Coffee is okay. My blood.
Here we go. So we're going to play the bumper.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Okay, so if you go up on the website right now, everything has the banner has changed. It is up there. The contest is there. All that stuff. Let me actually see if the rules are up. It should be. And I'm probably... Oh, that's nice. So, okay. Yep. That's funny. I'm going to quickly change that because that is so funny. So funny.
No idea what you've done.
Okay, so basically, if you go right now, the class and the race will show numbers, but if you go look at the banner, that's what it's going to be. So I'm going to change that while we talk. Okay. Do you want to do that? Can you bring that in?
Yeah.
While I go change it? All right.
Yeah, you go change it. Okay, so the contest starts now, people. It starts now. So we have got, it is called Rogue Rumble. That's what the contest is about. However, you will be limited to only these races. So for Alliance, we have got Dwarf, Gnome, Human, and for Horde, we have got Orc, Undead, and Blood Elf. That is it. Choose one of those. Iron Man rules apply. It runs from now until April 28th. The contest finishes at 7 p.m. Eastern. Basically, when we go live on the 28th for the show, contest is done. Okay? Prizes are choice of a pet, depending on your region. So for EU, we have got an Argy, Mischief, Twilight, or Shadow. And big thank you to Chris from Azeroth Coast to Coast for sponsoring the Twilight and Shadow for us. So thank you. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
For US, we have got an Alterac, Brewpop, Argy, Brightpaw, Cinderkitten, Mischief, or a Moonkin Hatchling. So whoever wins can choose which one that they would like to take. Okay. All right. If there is a tiebreaker, when a character first attains a milestone level, like a level 10 or a level 20, that's where the tiebreaker comes in. Okay? Class, why have her...
Well, because what? I put in just her to her so that in case anybody happened to get access to the show notes...
Oh, okay.
You know, they still wouldn't be able to know what class.
Class is Rogue. Rogue Rumble. It does sound really good, though, doesn't it? We did come up with a couple of names. Rogue Rumble got voted as the best one. It got vetoed
because the Five other star. One...
I wanted something else. Didn't I? I wanted something else.
Yeah, well, why don't you share what you wanted?
I can't remember what I wanted.
Oh, really? I'm just going to...
I think Stone might remember.
Yeah, I've got it right here. I'm just going to put this in chat. Right.
Yes.
Okay, come on. Right.
I wanted Stabby McStab Face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
I wanted the Stabby McStab Face.
Nope.
And that got vetoed.
Yeah.
So Rogue Rumble it is, yes. Yeah. Anyway, specs. Specs are okay because we're okay. So whatever specs. So what have we got? Assassination. I don't even know. Combat.
What? Combat? No. Oh my god. Combat.
What's our spec?
Combat went away in Legion.
I don't know. Outlaw.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's
and
the,
subtlety?
Well, yeah. Outlaw has the little pistol.
Subtlety. Subtlety.
Okay. Right. So whichever spec you want to do. There we go. All right. So. Good luck, challengers. May the stabby vanish be with you. I don't think you get vanish until like 48.
Yeah, vanish comes later on, I think. So.
Yeah. Okay. But, good luck, challengers.
But basically, we wanted to do this one to kind of highlight. So it will highlight that this is probably one of the hardest classes to level. So I'm sure there's going to be lots of people dying. So I would say I think the same kind of rule of thumb applies where, you know, if you die like on Friday, like next Friday, like 2 weeks from now, like you're probably done, but you know, anything can happen still. So
anything could happen.
It's going to highlight the changes that came into effect with 735. So,
The races 37 this year.
Woo. The races, we didn't want to have all races because otherwise this would have been the Night Elf Rogue contest. right? So, yeah. So we, right. You know, so we picked three on Alliance and three on Horde that we're okay for, we're fine for both
sides. And we didn't want the starter zones where they phase, like the, what was it, like the Goblin and the Worgen. Oh. We wanted to make it, you know, easy enough that you can start your turn and get out.
Get
there
in,
and,
get out.
Yeah, exactly. So, so that's why we gave three for each Horde and Alliance, so you can go whichever faction you want. You can, you know, play multiple rogues over the time frame if that's what you want to do. I don't know. I still haven't decided what I'm gonna do. I don't.
This is exciting.
Dwarf. Oh man, dwarf or undead for me, just because I like those two. But because I'm not playing to win. I'm just playing to beat you. That's all.
Mm. Well, the one I killed off was a little gnome, so I think I'll have to bring her back up.
Yeah. Yep, there we go. There's your next turn. Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, but just remember, at least all the other turns will get some rested XP.
Exactly. Yeah, now that I've got nice and settled in, this is just going to turn my world upside down.
Yep. You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
So... I don't want to get into a rut, so.
Yeah.
And sorry, while I was fixing this stuff, you did say like there's only like first place prize and... The winner will pick from whichever region they're we'll from, right? From. So,
okay. Yeah.
And again, thank you to Azeroth Coast to Coast for giving us the two extra pets.
Thank you, guys. That's really
well
really
done.
So, okay. BlizzCon was finally announced. Yay! Very exciting for me. I hope if you're going, you had a room booked because rooms are at the good places are all getting like are sold out. So, or they are for really stupidly high prices, like crazy high prices.
Yeah.
But it will be November 2nd to 3rd. Tickets are on sale May 9th at 7 p.m. Pacific, May 12th, 10 a.m. Pacific. And the benefit dinner is May 16th at 7 p.m. Pacific. Those are ticket prices time, ticket sales time. The benefit dinner is, again, $750. I personally probably will not be able... I've done it once, and it was... I cannot afford to do it again, that's for sure. But it was hearing some of the stuff that was going on in there was really good. Seeing that the money was actually being used for kids that really, really needed it.
And
I think Tiber is right that he thinks that some rooms may open up after the sales of tickets and stuff. I would recommend if you want to go, find a ticket buying group, so like get three or four of you get on to and plan that, hey, at this time you guys are all gonna buy four each, and then the person that gets in will buy it for everyone else, that's how we get tickets. Good luck with it, because if you don't get in the queue within a second or two, you're done. It's just over. Except for the benefit dinner. The benefit dinner takes a little while to sell out, though, because it's so expensive.
Because it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So the other piece of news is that I wanted to talk about that normally I wouldn't, but I mean, it's not the first time I've heard this concept being brought up. And I think it's more being highlighted because the changes that the patch brought is making the challenge hard. No, I brain farted. I didn't know how to really, you know, say it. So, you know, basically the patch is, you know, making things hard, which, yeah, we kind of knew it was going to. Now, the thought here is not to change the Iron Challenge because, you know, we don't want to change the Iron Challenge. I personally would not want to change it until we see exactly what the stat squish is going to do. Because you never know. Also because we know that with the pre-patch, which is where the stat squish is going to come in, the 8.0, whatever, we know that there's going to be a change to melee attack power generation, so that it's going to be based on your level instead of your weapon, which is right currently that's what's being used for casters. So we could potentially see that rogue and warrior and pally will become a little easier. Not like, oh my goodness, this is cakewalk, but easier than it is now, because I freely admit that rogues are horrible to level right now, because I mean I lost that one at what, level 8, right? I tried to run away and the Murlocs wouldn't leash. Like, really?
Yeah.
I ran so far away. So far. I ran so far away. Mm. And you know, and it wasn't like there's like a flock of seagulls coming after me. It was like just one Murloc. One Murloc. So, you know, if the stat squish doesn't make any changes to how things feel, then, you know, hey, we could potentially make a change here and there. For instance, you know, what would we allow a profession now, right? For tailoring, in order for you to be able to craft your own first aid stuff, versus you having to rely on somebody crafting it and buying it off the auction house, which may not always happen. So the Iron Challenge, we can't just go, oh, let's just go make changes, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we have to wait and see. So it was presented to me from somebody that I really, really admire, and now I'm never going to be able to play with her again, because now she's heard me say that I admire her, and and I've made things all awkward and weird and stuff. But this is also not the first time that I've heard this is to possibly create a new challenge that is exactly like Iron Man, track it on a separate list, and just allow green gear like Bloodthirsties. On my side, it is super easy to track and code, because really it's a matter of commenting out a couple lines of code to check for gear. Not a big deal. Add some new things to track. It would take me an hour, really, really. So, and again, it would not be done to alter the original Iron Challenge. That would not ever go away. It's just more to give people an option for leveling up a iron-like character. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've had suggestions on, can we do like a crafted challenge where you can only, you know, wear gear that you make. I would love to do that, because that sounds pretty cool. It's just we can't track it, because the information that comes through, it doesn't actually show who created that piece of gear. So that's the only thing that prevents us from actually trying to do that. The one thing that, you know, I kind of think of, you know, is that, you know, this whole green man kind of challenge where it's like iron but with greens, you know, would it be better to just modify tins? You know, and just make tin like the iron, but allow green gear, and that's it. I don't know. And I'm not sure how many people would actually play, but I mean, it's something that, you know, it's not a hard thing to do. We could do it. It's a matter of, you know, if you I think the value of it would be more that if you felt like tins was still too hard because you're not allowed green gear, even though you can have talents and use potions and stuff, it's still going to be harder, I feel, than a green challenge, than a green gear challenge. I kind of feel like allowing green gear I think it would be overcompensating, right? I feel like we've gone from where everywhere we were able to play every class, and you could level up pretty much every class and be able to complete the challenge, to now, I don't think that's the case. You know, I think that people really need to sit back and look at what they're playing and think about where they are going to level and really take things slow and cautiously and have patience.
Patience, grasshopper.
So Crystal is saying here, tin is for people to see if they are good enough or interested in Iron Man. Allowing greens would make 90% of the challenge obsolete because you can always tackle monsters head on. So another thing could be that, you know, you might only be allowed to wear certain pieces of gear. I'm just throwing it out there. Tiber, I think changing tin sounds good, but would they still be allowed multiple deaths? I would venture to say that if you were to do a iron green challenge, there would still be just the one death and that's it. Like, you're done. So it's just something to think about. I would really appreciate to hear feedback on it too. I don't know, Lita and Rogue Slayer, what do you think about, you know?
I like the idea of having a separate parallel iron that can have green. Leave the regular irons like they are, but then have this alternate path.
Yeah. I mean, like, we're not going to hold a gun to somebody's head saying you must do the Green Man Challenge.
Right.
I mean, that's...
You don't want to do it? Don't do it.
Taco actually says here, bloodthirsty teams. I want to do that. That is on my list of things to do because I think that would work. Pacifist teams, not so much. But bloodthirsty teams, yes. Captain Dobie, is my thought was to start with green weapons only and see how it goes from there. That's true. I think the key thing here is that you have to take baby steps kind of deal. Because if you just say, okay, all green gear, and then you're like, no, that's too easy, it's harder to scale that back, right? So if you do look like, okay, one piece of gear or weapons only, right? That's fine. Mm. Crystal, what about site clutter? Site clutter, I wouldn't even know where to put it. I think that we would need a redesign of the website to put the challenge somewhere. Because I kind of feel like we would have 5 or 6 challenges and we don't even show teams up on our main page, which I feel is not good. So what do you do? I don't know. I need to look back. I need to look at the site again and have a look at it, make sure that, you know, and look at if we were to redesign it. But the redesign of the site wouldn't stop us from doing the challenge if it was a worthwhile challenge for some folks. I don't know if I would expect people to be doing this over iron, because iron has its own, it's got its own platform, right? Like it's its own thing. Everybody wants to do iron, right? Versus, oh, well, maybe we'll dabble in bloodthirsty and all that. So, yeah. And Taco says she would love me forever in a platonic WoW player kind of way. Awesome. That's for the bloodthirsty teams. Yeah. Bless you, Rogue Slayer. And thank you for muting yourself. That you are such a considerate guest. Man. But nice. Yeah, so I mean, I can keep going on about this and I don't know, maybe we just have a chat offline, like live or something. I don't know. I'm gonna, just, you but know what? Just send me
options. Options make it interesting.
I would say I would like to see if you were to send me stuff, what would the pros and cons be for doing it and not doing it kind of deal, right? You know, like, for instance, you know, only have one
piece of gear. Don't say, I don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, just say, I mean, if you say, no, that would suck. Well, that doesn't really help me. Why would it suck, right?
Feedback, so, constructive.
You know, I think it would be a nice option. Like the tin was nice for me because I still played the 10 like they were irons, except that if they died, I continued playing. And it gave me a chance to see the higher zones that I hadn't ever been able to get near. Yeah. And that allowed me to like just get a little more comfortable and figure out what I was doing. I think that having the green gear or weapons or whatever would do the same thing, but it would be really narrowed down to you have to do it iron. And that's what I think it would be nice for somebody like me who's been at this for years and has never gotten to that promised land to be able to maybe switch over and try that and have a little shot and get a taste for it, get some comfort level, and then, you know, nail it with my irons.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. My options are good. So I think I like the weapon idea. I think that would.
That's awesome. It. Yeah.
I really think that would, you know, just give that little bit to it, that whereas like opposed
a little,
to
a little extra
green gear is bloodthirsty. To me, green gear is bloodthirsty. So yeah, I think limiting doing a green man challenge would, it needs to be limited to, yeah, like weapon or something.
Yeah, I agree. I like the weapon.
I think it'd be interesting. Yeah. Cool. Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Let's go on to the state of the challenges and see how everyone went this week. So, Rogue Slayer, do you want to take the irons for me, please?
Absolutely. So, for irons, we have at Ironcraft 53, Zortzberger 56, R.I.P. So sorry.
Yeah, what happened, man? Like... I'm sorry. Okay, go. Yeah, I thought he was doing well. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Ashes Irony, 56. Shinari, 63. At number 6, Ferrica, 66. R.I.P. So sorry. Number 5, Never Died HTR, or Never Died Heater, I don't know. 69. 4, Marg Totem, 79. Margo Stealth, 80, my goal. Misher, 84, and number one this week, Bikini Kills, 99, R.I.P.
Wow, that's Bikini Kills was Masati.
Yep.
Oof.
Yeah, so Masati, so sorry. That's, yeah, 99, ouch. Okay, Zort, dude, ouch. So, yeah, you can do it. What did he say? Things happened, mistakes were made. We all feel that pain, trust me. But it's been a rough week. Irons. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's have a look at our blood. So here we go. We have got Gore-Crazed hit 43. Boop. O-positive 44, but they're yellow flagged because their kill scanning experience is too low. Okay. They're not like one of those weird, like, you know, how Void Elf start at 20 and
maybe
takes a couple levels to maybe level out.
It's possible.
Seems a bit strange for 44, though. Okay.
O positive. Let's right. see. They are a orc hunter.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Iron Grindum hit 46, Travelin hit 48, but RIP. Silver Serapa hit 51, but RIP. Oh no, Bloods, what's going on? Kitsandra hit 65, Ice Shard hit 69, Soul Stoned hit 71. Yay. Soulful Paw hit 72. Go, Nisi. No! Oh. Genetics? No! RIP at 95.
Ouch. Oh.
No, that's Townie.
Yeah.
Oh. We've had Masati and Townie. Oh, guys.
We've had a lot of deaths this week.
It's been a week.
Lot of deaths. I wasn't expecting that many bloodthirsty deaths. Oh, guys. Ouch. Mm. Ouch. Ouch. Wow. Okay, let's have a look at Pacifist. Rogue Slayer, who have we got?
Pacifist, we have Ferrick Hessa, 25, RIP.
Oh, fair.
Peaceful, 33. Ash Peace, 2, 38. Moansprecher, 40. Breeza, 47. Pax Rules, 48, RIP. Compassiona, 56. Gentle Soul, 60. Peace Nika, 64. And number one this week, Huey Hamster, 99. And alive! Yay! Wow. Awesome.
You deaths in pacifist too. Oh, that's not cool. It has been a bloody list this week. Lots of blood the and
corpses are piling up around Azeroth.
I know, but Huey Hamster and Peacenik. I love that name. Peacenicker. Well done. That's very cool. Okay. Obviously, commiserations, guys, because it has been a rough week. But well done all to all our challengers. Okay. Stone.
Opaz, I know, is here in chat, and he's saying that he is only killing rares. So I feel like that the experience that you get from rares has been increased. I mean, it has been increased since the patch. For sure, and that's something that I've seen, and I'm just thinking it's a calculation thing. So that, you know, he's not that far off where he's supposed to be. He's short by 19 and a half kills, roughly. So it might be a calculation thing that maybe we have to readjust, because this was because the kills were based on the experience that you got from before, right? So now that you get more experience, then we might have to change it, but I'm going to go have a look at it. So for tins, we got Nisi BGN. What? Is level 14. Mab Iron is level 16. 5 Grand is level 17. Kilel is level 21. Cast Sight is level 21. Tin Test is level 30. Lucy Lynn is level 30. Iron Dream is 45. Zaya Bow is 60. And Ultraviolet is 63.
Good night.
Iron Teams, Politically Correct is dead at level 25. Bacon is Life is at level 25. Allies of a Broken World is at level 25. Meow Meow 2, which is the new Meow Meow group that, remember, they died last week. They are at level 29.
Already?
Yep.
Well done.
Highly done. Humorous, but spelt like with like a humor, like the bone, you know, is level 31. Pen versus Pin has died at level 34. Dumb and Dumber's at 37. This is just a holdover from last week, because I think they were on our thing last week. Team Puppet Lives On is level 39. Taco Spoons is level 40, and Wolf has Nofer is at level 52.
Wow. Well done, guys. Team Puppet, 39.
Crystal says in chat, Rogue really seems like an interesting death-filled contest concept. I would say Crystal. I mean, I think if you have the cash, you should go invest in salt right now. Go invest in salt, because there's going to be a whole lot of salt over the next 2 weeks.
There's
going
to be a lot of salt. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, and don't forget, you know what we didn't mention was about the hashtag. If people are tweeting out for the contest, completely forgot about that. Use WoW Iron Contest, hashtag WoW Iron Contest as well. If you're, you know, sending out tweets and stuff, have that in there. It just makes it easier so you can check out everyone's leveling, you know, photos, all that kind of stuff. Screenshots of your dead toon. Just saying.
Screenshots of your next level advanced. Just saying.
Yeah. Just slightly. Yeah. It's scary. I was doing some stuff last night, and by the time I took every time I took screenshots, by the end, because I use Butterfly add-on, when it popped up, because it filters from the moment that you take the first screenshot right through to the last one, it was like, I don't know, I would have to say maybe about 100 screenshots.
Oh my gosh.
Lita likes the screenshots, wow. People. Yeah. Yeah. It's absolutely, I think that's probably, other than music on my computer, my screenshot folder would have to be the most amount of gig, really. Yeah. Wow. I love my screenshots. Anyway. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to leave that alone because there's things.
My screenshots.
That would be funny. Well, okay. Sorry. And you know what? Chris Dool is saying that there are no people on the contest page yet because it could be the first contest where nobody actually guessed what it was. I intentionally put the Troll Islands just to put something that was not there. I think maybe the next one I might put a little hint like I did kind of last time, but.
Well, we put a hint. It's just that it wasn't Troll. They didn't know it wasn't Troll.
Well, so, no, there's actually a hint, but I won't say. There was a hint in the banner. You just had to look really closely. So, anyways. Okay.
It's the fun things that we get to do to keep ourselves amused while you guys are like, just what's going on?
I am literally the worst. Where is my bumper? There's my bumper. My bumpers are sagging.
Coffee is my blood.
Oh, yeah. There we go. No, we're going to do...
This just in. It's Chit Chat!
Okay, awesome. All right, so this is where you get to send us questions, tell us tips, tricks, all those kinds of things, so we can discuss it. Help you, give you some advice, all of that fun stuff. So the first one we have got, Rogue Slayer, do you want to take that one for me, please?
Sure. It's from Boss Mutus. I just hit 18 with my Dwarf Warlock, Boaf, Moonglade EU, and now I am wondering if health stones are allowed. I am doing Iron Man Challenge. As long as they're yours.
Yep.
Yes.
Your I have to say, when I first read this, I thought I said Hearthstones, and I'm like, dude, you are walking all over the place, huh?
Yep.
But yes, Hearthstones. If you made them, you can use them.
Absolutely. Okay. And another question from Bosmatus. Words are hard. Sorry, guys. I have a quest item named Cleansed Timberling Heart. It summons a Timberling to protect me for 20 minutes. I suppose its use is allowed in Iron Man Challenge, but to be sure, I decided to ask here. So it's one of the quests that you get to go trap the Grells in the cave, and then you're given this thing kind of towards the end of it.
Okay.
No, I just destroy mine.
So is it kind of like the Yeti that you get in Winter Spring?
Yeah. So it gives you, like, it stays, it doesn't go away, it stays. And I just, honestly, I just delete it every time because it's like, no, because it's coming to, you know, protect you for a certain period of time. And
yeah, it's kind of like a guardian. I think it's actually classified as one when you try to summon it. I think it is a guardian, which we don't really allow. So those are...
Yeah. So just destroy it, which I think is what they did anyway. They did the quest without it. Okay. And it's like, that's, but it does stay in your bag. Well,
hold on. Was this something that you got to do the quest, or was it a quest reward? If it's a quest...
Well, I've never used it.
If it's something that you were given to complete the quest, it's almost like a buff, almost like a quest buff, where you have, breathing and all this stuff, and those ones are allowed. But if this is something you get as a reward,
didn't go away when I turned in the quest. It stayed in the bag. So I've just never used it. Honestly, I've never used it myself. So I just go in and kill stuff, and that's it. Like, I've just always done it that way. So,
oh man.
I don't know. I'll have to have a look. I'm too high for that. Maybe
Wow. Oh.
I'm too high. I'm too.
No, I mean, I've already taken my.
Was that like, dude, I'm too high for that?
I'm already.
Did they leak? Did they legalize pot over there? Jeez.
That's just too much thinking for me.
I don't. No, but I haven't killed. I've still got like my Night Elf Hunter. So obviously, when I kill this next one and go back there, then I will have a look at it properly. But I've just never used it. So, but it has always stayed in the bag. So I don't know if it's an actual quest. Niecy might know. Niecy,
I think the jury's out on this one.
For the moment, let's just go. Don't use it, and we will check it out. Next death, I'll check it out.
Wow.
All right. Our next one is from Stevie V. So, I'm stuck with a problem concerning the Team Iron Man challenge. I created the team, imported my character, and tried to add mine to the team, but it won't work. Character not found. But when I add my friend, everything works like a charm. After 45 minutes busy trying to get it to work, I'm starting to get a bit annoyed. Anyone here who can help me resolve this? I pass to you, Stone.
It's probably a typo. Because if you can import your character, then that means your character is in our DB, in our website.
Right.
And when you send out the invite, you actually have to type in the name and the realm correctly. It's one of the things I would like to do is to add in a dropdown for the realm list, because that often gets spelled wrong. If you are 100% certain, I would say send it to me, because if it's added to our website and you still can't get it to work, then I would say typo. And if you're convinced it's not a typo, then you have to send it to me, because there's nobody else that would be able to fix it.
Yeah. So, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Good luck. All right.
Yeah, yeah, good luck.
Because this is not a, hey, I tried to add my character from Blizzard and it said it couldn't be found. That's a different issue. That's like the information not being available on Blizzard's side. If you can import the character, it's in the site. So
yeah,
it's there.
Okay.
And I don't know what the character name is, but I'm just quickly checking there and looking for the things, and we do this, and we do go do that, and we can make an educated guess that perhaps it is based on a realm name that has an apostrophe, maybe, but that shouldn't matter. That shouldn't matter at all.
Okay.
Anyways, so there's, yeah.
Let Stone know.
Let Absolutely. Me know, and I'll try to help you out.
Cool. Okay, now this one's from Stir. So question, did you hear about the snail who got rid of his shell? He thought it would make him go faster, but it just made him sluggish.
Wah, wah.
It's like a dad joke right there, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks, Stir. That's cute. That is cute. Okay. Next one. Rogue Slayer. Who have we
from
got?
Eli CIR. There's a fine line between a numerator and a denominator. Only a fraction of people will find this funny. I found it quite amusing.
That is quite amusing.
I will tell you, I laughed like Rogue Slayer when I first read it, because I hadn't heard it for so long. I heard it back in college. That was pretty good.
That's funny.
Man.
I don't think I've ever heard this one.
No.
I think I have heard it before, but that was a good one. Thank you, Eli.
I feel like people are putting pressure on somebody to step up their game a little bit. You know, like they really need to dig deep and really go for it, you know.
There are probably hundreds of thousands of various puns and jokes around that, you know, It is a big ask to get the one that just gives us the good reaction.
That gives everybody reaction. Because if it's funny, I will laugh at it. I'm not gonna say poo poo if I, you know, just to be spiteful. That's not me. So, can't please everyone. Mm. Yeah, but see, that's the challenge. Is that, you know, just throwing it out there, gotta try, gotta find that perfect pun.
Yeah. Oh, has to be clever without being too obscure.
Mm.
Yeah. That's the good ones though this week. I liked all of them. They were very good. So well done. All right. What have we got from chat room?
Well, I've been going in and out of chat the whole time. Crystal was saying that hunter pets, which? Level 1 to 9 are actually classified as guardians too, which means, you know, we're actually going to go change this rule up right now. Hunters cannot use pets until level 10. Done. I'm kidding, guys. It's okay. Wow. Everyone's like, wow, really?
Girls. Jeez, John.
Holy. Mind but you, I think it's interesting, though.
Next year.
What? Have a petless year. Hunter challenge? I don't think we could. I don't think we could appropriately. I don't know, actually.
No.
Clever without being too obscure. I think the same rule applies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Otherwise, people will begin sharpening their pitchforks.
Oh, they already are. Off with my head. I know, Gabby, it's okay.
I might join them.
I'm just waiting for them to come to my door. Yeah. It's eventually gonna happen.
Well, people will be able to find you at BlizzCon. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm just gonna put Lita in front of me. Be like, oops, there you go. Hit the microphone.
That's right.
Beautiful.
You get to go through me to get to him. Help yourself. No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
I'm kidding. It's all good. It's all good. But yes, we will.
Find me and buy booze. Exactly that, Cash.
It's like anything. Happy. If you keep someone happy, if you give them things that they like, then people are happy. Not you. I mean, people give. Like, Stone likes beer. I like coffee.
It's funny. And we're squirreling a bit here, I know, but I don't really like beer. It's not like I'm like, oh my God, I love the taste of beer. I actually don't like the taste of beer. I like having that just enough of a bit of a buzz off of the beer. But not sloppy drunk, because that's no good. Nobody's ever good sloppy drunk. So I find if I go hard liquor, I'm done. Like, I'm finished. And people at BlizzCon will know that. Well, not last year, the one before.
There is nothing more unattractive or disgusting to me than someone, which I had during the week, someone that comes up to the counter in retail that I deal with, and you can smell the alcohol from them from literally a meter and a half, 2 meters away. And they can barely stand up. And this is lunchtime. And they are border near paralytic. That is not attractive. And trying to say what they want to ask for, where their words are slurred, It is not something that is nice to deal with. So, yeah. So a little bit of a buzz, but when you go to paralytic and go out in public.
I am going to be making it so that at BlizzCon this year, I am going to get Lita Koala is going to get me so completely wrecked. Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she will. Absolutely. because she's, you know, she's crazy.
Yeah.
But
and she's small enough to pick up when she passes out.
She just hides in a tree or what is it?
She was hiding in a bush.
In a pot plant.
No,
somewhere.
Nope. It was anyway. In a bush.
All right. Anything else we need to discuss?
I don't think so. I think they've pegged me pretty well in chat, which is good. They're killing me in there. I'm reading all their stuff and I'm dying. Okay, so it's not like I don't like beer. It's just, you know, I intentionally get the higher percentage beer because I know it will be more effective on me versus getting a light beer. What's the point? If you like the taste of beer, get a light beer because it extends how far you can go.
So you're walking a real fine line here. You drink the beer because it gives you a little buzz, but not too much buzz.
But
you want the heavy beer because it gets you a better buzz than the little buzz.
Faster, yes.
So you want a mid-level buzz. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. I'm glad we squared that away.
Okay.
So no tequila for you.
I have not had tequila. Shots. I've had Adios MF-er, and I've had... It's a drink, Lita, and you will see it at BlizzCon. I've had liquid marijuana. It's also another drink. It's also another drink. It's green. Oh my god, it's so sweet. And that's my problem. Sweet booze is my Achilles heel because sweet, I don't taste the boozy stuff. Anyways, this is not the alcohol,
wow,
BlizzCon, alcohol. Yeah.
Wow, challenges bar.
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to do at BlizzCon? Because I know we were going to plan to do like a thing at BlizzCon, right?
Have the wow challenges speakeasy.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. And then we all got to talk like this, you see? Yeah. Okay.
So he's at BlizzCon, hey?
So... all this could not be possible without your help, and it's very much appreciated. I'm hearing myself over there somewhere, and I don't know why. Anyways, probably my... okay. Anyways, I found it. It's okay.
Excellent.
Wow. Okay. Thank you all for your help for the Iron Elite. This it definitely helps out to pay for the server costs. So thank you to Azylin, Boz, Broxmar, Chupa, LB Fair, Five Iron, Frazzly, Sparkspan, Grand Negus, Eli CTR, Iron T-Win, Cashbringer, an Anonymous Koala, Lissan, Never Died, Nisi, Sir Thomas, Stir, Swing Cat, Tuli Bardeen, Ulminia, Unamathil, and Zaya. Thank you guys very much. Thank you all very much. I look at the Twitch stuff every once in a while, but I try to make it a point to look at it at the top of the month. So if any changes happen, then, you know, because, I mean, we have an option to go email everyone if you're Twitch Prime. I don't want to email everyone. I don't want to bug folks, okay? So if you can give us Twitch Prime, that's cool. If not, that's okay. It's cool. If you don't remember to do it, that's okay. It's cool. Thank you to our mods in Discord and Twitch. So Awesome Trousers.
That reminds me.
Boz. Wow. Okay. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Nisi, Stir, Zortz in alphabetical order, and Zaya in our forums, who does extra stuff in there, who seems to reply to a whole bunch of stuff, which is awesome. And also extra special thank you to Nisi because she's doing our Twitter and Facebook and media blog posts. Like, she's in charge. So thank you very much. Thank you to everybody that showed up to listen to these drunk people, this drunk person ramble. If you would like to come watch a show, you can. We are on Twitch, and so thank you to. I'm going to skip through our mods because they are always here. Ah, screw it. Thank you to Boz, Lita, hey, you're here in chat too. Nisi, Stir, Me, Zorts, Asheo, Boom Boomy, Boss, oh man, Bossmatus, Chupa, Captain Dobie, Crystal Free to Play, Electrical Longboard. Oh yeah, that's cool. I'm not going to say the other guy because, wait, yeah, Electrical Skateboard, that's the bot. Okay, Every Class, Ferristella, Fiesta Taco, 1983, well, that's Taco. Foodaloo, Froggy, Grim Spike, X, or KT, Eli, Iron Azzy, Cashbringer, Mad Libs, Shinarix, Spoonie, Tholatrix, Tiber, aka Tiber, Virgo Praz, and Zeptimus. Thank you for.
Thanks, guys.
Having a chat with us.
Yes,
because it makes it more fun. Not that Lita's not fun. I mean, Rogue Slayer. I mean, Rogue Slayer is always fun, and like our guests are always fun. But sometimes Lita.
Lita's the funnest.
Okay, I need to go watch the Leaf game.
Wrap it up.
Okay, so our next show will be Saturday, April the 21st at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Sunday, which is Sunday, April the 22nd, 1 a.m. Central European Summer Time, and 9 a.m. Australian Eastern whatever time. We will be joined by two-thirds of the Three Dwarf Stout. That team is now dead, but I think they're rolling another team. We'll be joined by Leela and Turwinkle. Unfortunately, Raz couldn't make it because he's working that day. I was really hoping we could have snagged Raz too, but that's okay. We've had them both on before, and they're really, really great. It's gonna be good to talk with them again. Rogue Slayer, yeah. It's been great to talk with you again.
It's been lovely.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you, Rogue Slayer. We appreciate it. And it's been good to catch up with you, which is always a fun thing. Yeah. So can you please tell everyone where they can find you or get in contact with you?
Absolutely. You can find me at Rogue Slayer 1 on Twitter and Instagram. That's it.
Excellent. All right. Okay. So for everyone else, don't forget where you can find all of the information about the new contest. So don't forget, Rogue Rumble is the contest. Head over to wowchallenges.com for all information. Okay, you can email the show at podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can tweet us on the Twitters, which is at wowchallenges. Don't forget, if you're doing the hashtag wowironcontest for the contest, do that on Twitter. It's good to see everyone's leveling. Discord server is discord.wowchallenges.com, which is always lively, so come join there. We have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/wowchallenges. And don't forget, you can check out the videos, youtube.com/wowchallenges1. Remember to come catch us live every week, which is twitch.tv/wowchallenges. Stone.
Yo,
where can we find you?
Yo, it was actually one more thing. It was funny. Azzy actually asked, "What happens if nobody reaches level 10 and is able to get on the contest list?"
Well,
if that actually happens, then there would be no winner.
I got a rogue in the patch to 37 before she died.
Okay,
so but you can do it.
I can do it.
Lots of people can do it. Come on.
Just in case. If nobody can get up and nobody is alive, then that's it. It's funny, but...
Then we've got prizes for the next contest. That's
right. Yes.
Carry it over.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, because I'm grasping your with stone. As well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which we're going to be doing one on Friday night.
What? Yeah, Friday night, because somebody talked me into some ridiculous time of the night. Anyway, come see Lita be all not awake and stuff. Yay! Oh, probably, actually, no, probably more gaga than usual. Well, that'll be interesting. Anyway, yeah, so where you can find me, I am on Twitter at LetaWow. So so that's LetaWow. Don't forget Adventures in Azeroth with Stone. And, of course, Behind the Avatar, which you can check out. All right, big thank you as always to Mark Conan for our awesome intro. You can check him out at Mark Conan WoW on Twitter, as well as part of the Torrin Think Tank crew with Jules. And we like to thank our wonderful outro, which is by Epic Insanity.
I'm wearing your shirt. You can
check him out on
Sorry.
Yes, there it is. At Epic_Insanity on Twitter, as well as his awesome podcast, Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions. So thank you to both those people greatly for their help. We really appreciate that. All right. Other than that, everyone, good luck, Rogue Rumble time, or as Lita says, Stabby McStab Face. Good luck, guys. God. Have a great week. Level safely. Bye. We can do it.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast, produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.